My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get the headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. You're here early today.
Hello.
Yep.
Hour early, since we're ending an hour early.
Oh, okay. Well, so technically, couldn't you always be at this time, though? Like,
no.
Okay. Just for clarity's sake. Just to be clear. We are ending at 1 today, everybody. The Panthers are in action today. 1 o'clock against the Boston Bruins. A couple of notes from this. We have a 1 o'clock puck drop. You will be able to hear that on 560 WQAM. Matthew Tkachuk is out again. He missed the last game with an illness. Paul Maurice telling reporters a few minutes ago that he is going to be out at least a week, it seems like, with this illness. We did get an update on Barkey. Barkey is going to be around 2 to 3 weeks with his lower body injury. So that is the update. So the Panthers are going to be without two of their stars today against the Boston Bruins, which inevitably, look, if the Panthers aren't able to win, they did not look good against Buffalo on Saturday. They had Spencer Knight in goal. And inevitably, look, you see, you're so tough, Tkachuk. You're up, Tkachuk. You wouldn't come up here for Boston? Listen, I'm sorry he's not able to hear you with that ringing in his ear. But trust me when I tell you, Boston, you'll get yours again when it comes down to it. And what I would say today is, don't lose with no Tkachuk and Barkov out there. That's what I would say. That's what I would say in your precious little afternoon hockey game. Don't lose with the two stars out today. That would be what that would be the message that has to come here from Florida. So it's fine. Panthers have lost their last couple, but you know, they've been a little bit shorthanded. It was not a great performance this past Saturday. Then they'll try and get it right. Bob is in net, though. He is back playing between the pipes today against Boston. So we'll see if the Cats can go get this one done. Again, it's a 1 o'clock puck drop from the TD Garden, and we will have that coverage for you here later on today in a busy Panthers week. They'll be back at it right again tomorrow, and then they are back home against Vancouver in Vegas. So we have that to get to. Meanwhile, Tua Tagovailoa, Mike McDaniel telling reporters that positive news from the meeting with the experts. He's not putting a timeline on anything because he hates timelines, but he is also not ruling out possibly coming and practicing next week when he is eligible. He still has to miss one more game. The Dolphins will return to action on Sunday on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts getting a win over the Tennessee Titans. It will be interesting. This is going to be a game where it appears like Anthony Richardson is going to return. There was some thought that he might return this past week. They did go with Joe Flacco out there. I don't know who you're more scared of, Marcos, because I know you love a mobile quarterback. But, you know, Anthony Richardson can be a little willy-nilly. He's a little bit raw. Joe Flacco, savvy veteran. So are you? Would you prefer to face Joe Flacco, or would you prefer to face Anthony Richardson if you are, if you're just you, but if you're the Miami Dolphins as well?
I'm trying to quickly go through the quarterbacks we've faced already to determine, is this possibly the best quarterbacks we've gone against? Trevor Lawrence, obviously not good. We just got done with the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett, I believe. No, not good.
I mean, Josh Allen's the best quarterback they faced.
Josh Allen, yes, for sure. Yeah, Josh Allen easily. I that game was so bad, I kind of removed it from my memory bank. But I say all that to say,
they've gone Josh Allen, Geno.
Ah, okay.
Geno. Mason Rudolph.
Oh, God. Yeah, see. Good.
And Jacoby Brissett. So, yeah, I can't rule that out, what you're saying.
Yeah, so I say all that to say we haven't necessarily looked great against other quarterbacks. So I'm scared for either reason. If I'm being honest, as much as I like mobility with a hip injury, I think I'll take the Anthony Richardson road if I had to, just because I don't think he's going to be as mobile, and he has a great arm, but he'll make some crazy throws.
Yeah. He's got a chooch on him, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
They got to watch out for that. So, Dolphins will be back in action. We got Monday Night Football tonight, and that will be, of course, a little hate watching, a nice little petty Monday for everybody here. Jets taking on the Buffalo Bills at 8:15. And I don't know where you're leaning on this one, J-Fig, with hate watching. Are you rooting for the Bills or the Jets?
That's very difficult for me to even answer.
Yeah, like, who do you hate more? It's really rough.
Who do I hate more? I mean, I think I'd probably root for the Jets, to be honest.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We know Leroy's rooting against the Jets. Not even a question. He hates Aaron Rodgers.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely hates Aaron Rodgers.
Froggy, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the Jets because they're green?
No, you did bring up a good point last week. I thought it was obvious. You want the Bills to lose. They're the better team. You want them to have the worst record. But you did
also
mention,
exactly. That's why I want the Jets.
You know, you also said you didn't want the Jets to win, though, because following the firing of their head coach, you don't want any vindication that could potentially lead to, like, a streak or just Aaron Rodgers being happy for any reason. So I'm torn, but I think I'd still, because of this whole concussion fiasco, I want Josh Allen to go and fall flat on his face on national television. So I think
it seems
still
like bad. That seems like bad karma, what you're doing there.
No, dude. What's
it's
bad
not
karma?
Very nice.
I think it is. I think it's bad karma. Oh, what you're
no.
wishing
well,
for.
Well, apparently
there.
It was his ankle.
You're a bad person.
No,
you're entering mush territory, by the way.
Apparently it was just his ankle. So we'll see. We'll see, buddy. It's bad karmatic energy.
I think I am rooting for the Bills tonight. I want the Jets to continue their circus. I feel like if the Jets lose tonight, all hell breaks loose. Mm. The Bills, you know, nothing's going to happen if they lose. And the Dolphins have the Bills in a couple weeks anyway. They got to go take care of their own business. They got to be their own bully. Nah. They got two Jets games in hand that maybe they'll be healthier and they'll have a better shot at later on in the year. I feel like you always have to balance the fragility of the season. And to me, I know the Bills haven't looked great. And so I guess there's a little bit of that, but the Bills always go through this. Like, the Bills have been through so many slumps, ups and downs. Take the division from them or doesn't matter. They're going to go and the obstacles don't matter to them. The Jets, if the Jets lose today,
more entertaining for that dumpster fire, right?
It is going to be, it's going to be hot. And then what we'll hear on Tuesday is, he'll be able to build there, Kieran. No worries. Punting. You know, Rat McAfee.
So I know you guys realize I was late. So
you were?
Yeah. The last segment, where I'm having the surgery, called me.
Okay.
And say, please return the call. I'm like, okay, I'll call during the break. Right? The lady asked me 700 questions. I'm like, you have all the information right there in front of you. I'm just confirming. Like, really?
Hmm.
And I said, ma'am, you know, I do a radio show and I thought I could call you during the break. Her reply, probably should have called that a later time when you had more time. I'm good like, point. Your message said real quick.
She did say real quick.
Right.
Mm. Dade so South, like,
oh my God.
Dade South says, Tobin is the Simone Biles of mental gymnastics. What does that even mean? What did I mean? Mental gymnastics?
That means you're a gold medalist. That's what it means.
I don't know what that means. I feel like I was.
So here's the deal. It's no dumpster fire if the Bills lose.
Right.
But the entertainment.
Woo!
If the Jets lose, and I don't mean just lose. I mean, you know what? I want them to lose so bad, Robert Saleh could say, see, you thought it was me.
Right. Exactly.
That would be, oh, goodness.
Exactly. That's what
here's the deal. You think that Aaron Rodgers feels more pressure on him because everybody thinks he's the reason the coach got fired? Because they kind of back him up a little bit by demoting his guy.
Yeah, I feel like that was a cover up.
Right.
I feel like it was like, hey, Aaron, we got to make this look good. Still got to demote Nat Hackett. Still got to do it. Sorry.
I mean, so, and another guy's calling plays. And here's what I don't get.
Todd Downing.
He said one of the reasons why he came to the Jets was because Hackett was there.
Why?
So then, why does he show all of that support for the new guy?
Because he's a phony.
All right. So, I'm just...
Smell that?
Yeah.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wait. Somebody just put that back up? We got to... If the Jets win, it'll be a three-way tie for first place. Oh, okay. So, I thought he was a Jets fan, but he's actually a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys. I think you guys should know this from last year. First place means nothing in October.
Wait a minute. No, I am not going to let you. No!
What?
No!
What?
Because.
How are you going to die?
No.
We agree with each other. We agree with each other. No, you're going to disagree with me?
Let me explain something to you. Frog boy, there you go. You bobbing and weaving like you in a boxing match. Let me tell you why. What did this man say week two was?
Oh, was that a don't lose or a
statement game? And I said, my exact words were, how the hell you have a statement game 2 weeks into the season and you got 3 months left?
That's not the same thing.
It is.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, my goodness. See,
sometimes I wish I did a show with a grown-up. Guy, like, he doesn't get, like,
what?
He thinks things are the same.
Oh, then you can see there's more grown-ups in the world than me?
What, you think things are the same? Like, you think you have me boxed in, and you don't. Like, you're not even close.
I'm just saying, you're all over the place with this. You're all over the place.
I'm not all over the place.
First place doesn't matter. And neither does a loss the second week of the season, which was my point. September.
No.
Yep. That's why he has the gold medal. That's right. I'm telling you.
Leroy, they hadn't beat the Bills in seven straight matches.
So what? So what?
You can't go from different opponents. Like you can't.
It has nothing to do with.
You can't disagree that different opponents don't matter. You can't.
Not the second week of the season.
That's a stupid thing to say.
Not the second week of the season. Not the second week of the season.
You're
not the second week of the season,
dude. You are serving bottles of hogwash right now. That's what you are. Hogwash. That's what you're serving right now. A bunch of hogwash.
I thought it was Hogwarts.
That's Harry Potter's land.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Hogwash. That's what you're dealing, dude.
Hogwash. None says I'm a redneck like hogwash.
It's a Monday rewind.
Your words aren't familiar in the hood.
Brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. We'll mix things up coming up next, dude. Ricky Rose, T-Pain. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQA. Hey, Leroy, go get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm.
Yes.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7, call at
866-9444. Guess what I see?
What do you see, dude?
The sun!
Wow!
Blue skies! Now, we still got another low pressure down here somewhere, from what I've been told. So expect a little more rain in the next couple of days. But right now, it feels a little bit cooler, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of refreshing. You don't go out there, not all, you know, your hair sticking to your face.
Yep.
You know, for those who have hair. You know, the humidity and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
A little bit cooler. Not mm-hmm. as breezy. I'm guessing it maybe just a little bit over 80 degrees. Nice little breeze coming out of the north. Northeast.
In the north.
Yep. At about 5-10 miles an hour.
Mm.
Other than that, I got up this morning to go get some blood work. It was quite pleasant.
It was pleasant.
Speaking of hair, by the way, Leroy. Huh?
Can I just tell you, speaking of hair, saw this Pella Larson yesterday up close.
Oh my god. What are you?
What do you mean? Wow. You saw him up close? During media day,
right?
I know, but I got another look at it because it was like he had a post basketball lather to him yesterday, Jay Fig. And let me just say,
that's better than when we saw.
Wow! Oh yeah, yeah. It just was, something
we,
about
we had makeup basketball player.
Nah,
like
yeah,
hair done.
They wear makeup. What?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh. I would venture to say made up for pictures and stuff. I would say, like we've said before, Gabe Vincent, handsome. And I would say Pella Larson, also in the category of handsome dude. But let me also just say, he may be teetering towards dreamy.
Oh, I mean, like more dreamier than when you guys interviewed Zach Taylor?
Yeah, I think so.
And questioned
I think
everything
because so. Zach Taylor's sneaky handsome.
Tobin said Taylor made him question his manhood.
Wasn't that you? Was that actually? Look,
huh?
That was you.
That was you.
That was. But like,
hey, I'm okay with saying the man is good looking.
I'm not going
to the extreme.
Look at this guy. Come on.
Whoa. Okay.
Look at him.
Chill.
Wow.
He looks like a rugrat.
Those cheekbones. My goodness.
Wow. The face structure got you.
If he's not careful, there's going to be a lot of Swedish babies walking around Miami in a few years.
Oh, I forgot. I got to get to next time I come in. I'll probably come in tomorrow. I'm bringing some Swisher Sweets.
Schmeathen says he looks like a member of One Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a boy band look for sure.
Except he's a foot taller than any of them.
Wow.
Literally.
Yeah. Let's mix it on up, dude. Huh? What do we got here, frog boy?
All righty then.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Pella Larson's Good Looks.
As you guys saw at 1 a.m. Friday, I may or may not have put in a 13-leg parlay that was done by about 11 a.m.
Jesus. Wait, I was more concerned.
You deserved no response for that.
Wait, that's fair. That's fair.
I was more concerned with the story that came out around midnight of your situation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
crab dip. Gross.
Wait. You need to explain later on what happened, because that was great.
I almost forgot about that. Ugh. I can still kind of taste it.
You can't eat like frog boy crab.
Did she like tickle your chin?
No, it was kind of like an airplane, though. Like,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll have some of your pita bread. But I was like, oh, where's this exactly?
Oh, so you accepted it?
Oh, it was either that or have it like on my face at that point.
Customer's always right, you know?
Yeah, sure. Well,
a lot of weird stuff happens there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I bobbed and weave as much as I could, but I didn't want to dip in my eye. I should have.
I mean, you're not allergic to it. You just think
you
it's
ate the shrimp, and then you.
No, it was crab dip. I thought it was like cheese or something, which I thought was like weird, like nacho. I didn't even know that we sold like nacho cheese on pita bread. It was just weird. I thought it was just, the whole thing was just weird, dude.
You just let her land the crab in your mouth, and you didn't even know that you sold it.
Well, I guess now initially what J-Fake's saying, if we don't sell nacho cheese and she brought that nacho cheese herself, probably that would have been even weirder. But
that is true.
She reached into her bag.
But it was like, all right,
I got a lot of hard candy and some cheese dip.
I don't know.
I mean, was she just like, did you make her laugh so much that she just felt the need to give you a gift?
Some people like the DJ. Like, if I play music, they'll just walk by and be like, oh, DJ. They want to be cool with the DJ. And I'm like, dude.
You played Espresso.
It's a Spotify playlist he told me to play. Please. Just
one day I was praised for the being the DJ.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They just
did anybody honored. Feed you crab dip? DJ,
no, probably. No, they fed me $5.
Oh, I would have preferred that. I would have, yeah.
I was like,
that.
Thank you.
What do you got in the mixed bag today, DJ Frog?
Something as weird as my interaction at the improv this weekend was Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni's interaction with some fans that I thought initially he was talking to the Browns fans. You guys informed me he was talking to fellow Eagles fans. This is the coach on the interaction he had.
Just excited to get the win.
Were fans yelling things at you?
Just excited to get the win. Yeah. It's hard to win in this league, so we're excited to get the win. Our fans created a couple false starts that really helped us win this football game. But just excited to get the win and appreciate the link support.
Phony,
dude.
Interesting. I saw a lot of people ripping him because he brought his kids up to the podium as meat shields.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Now all of a sudden they care in Philly?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. We're like, come on. You can bring whoever you want up here.
Doesn't matter if you're a toddler. It doesn't matter if you're an old person. Right. Philly will boo you.
Be Chris Kringle.
Didn't they boo Michael Irving and he like?
No, they cheered him. They cheered his neck.
Yeah.
Oh,
crazy. What else you got in the mixed bag? Except for that phony.
Got another phony, unfortunately.
All right, we'll have to deal with it.
This guy costed me my parlay. I thought 100% for sure. As many times as Jacksonville has been to London, that they would take it as a home game, dude. That this would be easy peasy. But of course, Caleb Williams and the Bears.
He's good.
They had their way with the Jags, unfortunately. The whole team is actually pretty good. The defense is good.
Yeah.
They got some solid pieces there.
Maybe the new strategy is just keep drafting rookie quarterbacks that are good instead of paying $200 million to people who aren't Patrick Mahomes.
That makes sense, actually.
Cut like bait. Once the contract's coming up, be like, hey, let's just draft another quarterback here in the first round. Everyone's going to be happy,
man.
You know, because there's nothing like having the young quarterback you didn't pay a lot of money to.
Right.
But once he's $200 million, boom.
True.
I mean, or you could just do what Atlanta did.
Yeah, have them both.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that. See, here's the problem. I think some of these kids can come in and play right away. Some of them need development because, and you should be able to know the ones that need development, the ones that show up just senior year and all of a sudden shoot up the chart and become first rounders that you never considered being a first rounder before that. They may need some development. They just had a good year. And if you don't give them that development, then they end up being playing too early. And then you don't benefit from drafting those guys.
What Trevor Lawrence or what did some Jacksonville loser have to say there, Froggy?
The Jags are actually going to be in London for another week. They're staying there for sure. Which we all know that flight back from London.
That's the death sentence.
That's a death sentence for sure. Will Doug Peterson be able to survive another week because he's avoiding that flight?
This is his first year, right?
No.
Doug, no way.
Third year.
Yeah.
Third year.
Yeah, I think he came in with Trevor Lawrence.
No, Urban Meyer did.
Oh, that's right.
God. We forgot about Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
That's what everybody thought that back in the day, Urban Meyer was ruining Trevor Lawrence. Would have been the other way around.
So my thing is that I think he's fine throughout this year, right? Because Jacksonville's one of those places where, like, you've been relevant for the last couple of years. You're having a bad year. You can't just.
Yeah, like who's going to be mad at you? Tony Baselli?
Right. Man. You can't just blow it up after one bad year. That's what bad organizations do.
Even today, like, did they get any run on First Take or Jet Up? No, it was all Cowboys and Eagles.
Right.
But what do you got here, Froggy? Sorry.
Is the team still playing for Doug Peterson? Is the question being answered?
As a head coach, and we're a team, and look, this is tough. Losing is hard, but it has nothing to do with that relationship, how we feel about coach, and we're a group. We're staying together, and we know brighter days are ahead. We just have to keep working. We have to keep putting our best foot forward, and you know, we just got to stick together as a team. We got to play more complimentary. We're not playing good team football right now, so whatever the answer to that is, we got to find it quick. But there's no thought of that on my mind.
Your team and not to the other team. That's a good start.
I will say he did. His receivers let him down bad yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a lot of touchdown drops. That being said, listen, he's got plenty of bum behavior himself. But I'd like to point out, anytime an answer starts with you mentioning the job of the person you're defending, that is called the Brian Flores, and that is anything then thereafter where you say, so is the team still playing for Doug Peterson? Doug Peterson's the head coach. Exactly. Tua is our quarterback. Anything then thereafter, I don't find sincere.
Yeah, true.
Because it's almost like you're saying it out of obligation.
Wow.
Wiggle room.
Anyway, give us one more here, Marcos.
Calvin Ridley yesterday. Pretty upset. Not sure if you saw this post game. Definitely got spicy as a wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans. Was upset with the lack of targets he got early on in the game. This is Ridley following the loss.
Targets in what part of the game?
Fourth quarter, a lot of them.
All right, then. So I need some in the beginning of the game, too, then. Like, getting crazy for me. So I'm just, you know, it is what it is. But I suck today. I got to be better. But I got to get the ball a little early in the game so I can be in the game and here with the team so I can play well also.
I would also like to say that you have a quarterback who has a propensity to throw it to the other team. So maybe he was trying to throw it to you, but somebody else caught it.
Yeah, he led the team in targets.
Yeah, but they all came in the second half.
Zero catches.
Isn't that crazy? So when he complained, that means the quarterback just started forcing it to him, which is bad offense also. I think, see, as players, and here's what I hate about this. As players, like, they're going to go to Calvin Ridley and ask Calvin Ridley what the problem is. You know what the problem is. The quarterback ain't ready yet. The quarterback ain't making sound decisions yet. The quarterback is not throwing it to the right guy yet, right? All these things are developed over time by the quarterback if he ever gets it. So for them to go to the receiver, which is the third part of that completion, as far as the pass protection, the quarterback throwing it, and then the receiver catching it, to go to the last guy and ask him what's going wrong, you just ask him for trouble.
Well, that team sucks.
Oh, yeah. Now,
they did beat the Dolphins.
Let me refrain.
It's their only win.
Who?
Titans.
But let me refrain from saying anything about team suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason why Jacksonville got the number one pick is because Cleveland beat them.
Oof. Oof. We'll take a break. Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums next.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. This guy's a bum.
Let's gather around the locker room, everybody, as Leroy Horde is going to hand out his game balls and game bums. Reminder, we only go till one today because we got Panthers hockey coming on up. Panthers and Bruins. So, what do we got, Leroy?
Normally, you know, I might dabble outside the sports because, you know, I dabble. But it's all about football this week. And
well, I mean, it was Heat preseason.
Are you done?
What?
Yeah,
good time.
Only message I wanted from you was free pizza, and you couldn't even get the day right.
I did get the day right. I said free pizza. What do you mean?
It's the next day.
Okay, but now you know it's in your pocket. You could get 50% Papa John's today.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So my game ball probably is, I mean, what I watched yesterday between Washington and Baltimore was fun, exciting. You were always on the edge of your seat because you knew at any point in time one of these quarterbacks could explode.
Jealous.
Right? So my game ball goes to them. What a good football game with two exciting players. Conversely, my game ball. Let me see something. I have a receipt from last week of one quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys who said, "We ain't losing another home game."
Oh, no, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Old Dak said, "We ain't losing no more home games."
Oh, no.
Now, put my receipt back. You didn't lose, Dak. You got your ass kicked.
Annihilated.
Oh. Annihilated.
Blowed out.
So, I would just say, that. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but at some point, you got to keep it real. Stop putting tickets out there.
Who is having a worse time right now after spending all that money? Stephen Ross or Jerry Jones?
I would say not Stephen Ross. It's just a health thing. What about Cleveland?
It doesn't matter. I mean, Haslam. Like, he still paid.
What about Haslam? 230 guaranteed for you ain't scored 20 points all year?
He's more battle tested. He's battle tested of disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Scarred.
Well, keep in mind, he got rid of a quarterback that's winning.
Oof.
Yeah. So it kind of a double. I would say it always seems like Jerry Jones may be upset or be mad or be angry at the situation, but he knows that he mostly is the reason why, and he just deal with it, right? Whereas Stephen Ross, the people are telling him, all we got to do is this, this, and this. He's seen some, you know, some positive return, so he went all in. And nobody's playing. And some of the guys that you didn't, that they chose not to pay, are balling out.
I wonder if Stephen Ross like went to Chris Greer at any point this offseason. And he's like, "You feel good about this offensive line? Like, you think we should invest a little bit more?" And he goes, "Stephen, let the football people do the football stuff. Hey, respectfully, sir."
Hey,
you sound like
if Liam Eichenberg went, if Liam Eichenberg walked up to Stephen Ross and said hi, you think Stephen Ross would know who he was?
I think he'd probably be like, "Where's your cardboard sign, you bum?"
No. Like, he knows Tyreek and Tua and Waddle.
The right? owner doesn't know everybody?
No.
Mm.
Why?
That's Eichenberg, sir. Oof.
Why? You think, like,
bum!
Let's keep it real. You think David Field goes to a radio station and knows everybody who works at that station all over the country?
Nah, but I feel like that's a little different. I feel like it's a little different. Well, one, we're in radio. Like, we're not on television all the time. We're not making plays. But, like, if you were, you know, Eichenberg has been a starter for 3 years.
He's also an offensive lineman.
You don't think he has any idea what Eichenberg looks like after 3 years?
I don't.
4 years?
I don't.
Oof. Looks like Mr. Incredible.
Oof. Oh, he got big old upper body, liberty legs. we call that the white man at the gym. No, nothing but curls and bench. Curls and bench. No legs. Skipping leg day today, baby.
My Woo. God, he does look like Mr. Incredible. Like even
no, he does look like Mr. Incredible. Like, I think they call him Mr. Incredible. I think Jalen Waddle has referred to him as Mr. Incredible.
I tell you what, in college, sneaky handsome. The pros, well, they have not been kind to him.
The U's can catch up to the intangibles.
Yeah, he went from like 28 to 42 very quickly based off of these pictures.
He's only been, what, 4 years?
The pros have been rough. Sneaky handsome as a college kid, though.
There's only two ways to go as an intangible. You're either going to be a silver fox or you're going to look like rotten mayonnaise.
Oh, man. Wow.
Wait a minute. So you either say this.
Are you saying that's what he looks like right now?
Pat Riley or a prune?
Exactly. Yeah, you either look like Pat Riley or Lou Holtz. That's it.
That's Liam Eichenberg?
That's him in college.
See, there he looks handsome. Yeah.
That's him in college.
Yeah, that trust me.
Show the NFL page.
Oof, this is rough.
Okay.
It looks like he's balding his hair.
Oh yeah. You could already tell that it's he's got an island going up there now.
He's got some helmet hair going on for sure.
It's the helmet.
Not looking good for old Liam.
Put the picture up.
He looked like
he doesn't have it. He's stalling.
He looked like his name was Liam in college.
Sometimes Leroy thinks that magic happens, and that's how you get the picture from
him. I would just think that you went down a path that you had the pictures ready. Sorry.
He's trying.
Do him a best, dude. This is NFL Liam.
Oh, yeah. My God. What happened?
Tell you, not the same.
Not the same.
What happened? Wow.
Although he kind of looks like he could be the Detroit Lions head coach in a few years.
Yeah.
You know?
He's on that trajectory for sure.
But look. His arms don't match his chest. Like, look how little his chest and torso look, and look how big and long his arms are.
I don't know. He's trying to figure it all out.
He's losing his hair. He's losing his hair. He went beard.
He was chiseled. He had a very chiseled jaw.
Great jawline, yeah.
Well, that means he probably put on 20, 25 pounds because he was too light. You know what I mean? That's very well.
Not
face
enough.
Face rounded out a little bit.
We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up as the Panthers get going at 1 o'clock. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Mike McDaniel giving us some updates on the health of his team. Back with more after this. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.